This is Chione Sojani. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Friday, August 19, 2016. Some Ghanaians suspect that President Robert Mugabe cancelled his four-day visit to the country because of ill health and social, economic and political problems back home. Members of Women of Zimbabwe Arise stage a peaceful demonstration in Harare, urging the government to meet its pledge of introducing free education at primary school level. Protesting rural teachers are arrested in Mashonaland province and charged under the dreaded Public Order and Security Act for staging a 200 march to Harare. Some people with disabilities are working hard in a way which is dispelling the myth that disability is inability. Safari Njema profiles two people with disabilities who have gone on to inspire their communities through self-reliant initiatives. And there is still a medal of hope for Zimbabwe at the Olympic Games. Marathon runners Wirimai Juwo, Cuthbert Nyasango and Patson Glovu still carry Zimbabwe's hope for a medal when they take to the road 42-kilometer race this weekend. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on www.channelzim.net. Please check us out on Facebook, WhatsApp and Twitter. This evening on Live Talk, our host Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners about alleged police brutality as state security agents have been dispersing peaceful marches using a lot of force. What do you think about this issue? Participate by sending your messages on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again, 001-202-465-0318. Please note that we are live streaming on all Studio 7 Facebook pages. Stay tuned.